Ecstasy. You probably know the song, an instant hit on its release in 1975, reborn when Freddie Mercury died, revived by a carload of headbanging slackers in Wayne's World. It's Queen's opera-inspired Bohemian Rhapsody, back in the spotlight again. It's been named the UK's favorite pop song ever by listeners of the BBC. I'm just a The meaning and inspiration behind Bohemian Rhapsody has been debated for decades. Music writer Alan Connor, who's also a freelance for the BBC, joins us now from London with his own interpretation. Thanks so much for being with us.
What a pleasure to be with you to talk about this song.
Let's listen to the verse where people can begin to get just a little, begin to scratch our heads.
I see a little silhouette of a man.
Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango?
Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Galileo.
Okay, Scaramouche, Fandango, Galileo.
Magnifico.
Why, is it just like nice nonsense words, as it would be in a children's story, Dr. Seuss or something?
I don't think so. I think you can kind of look at each of the odd words, and I think they make sense in context. Scaramouche is a stock character from the 16th century Italian art form Commedia dell'arte, which is a boastful character who's ultimately put down and humiliated by the other characters. So if you listen to that middle section as a trial, the central character who's killed the person is being yelled at and humiliated by these strange singing judges.
While we're speaking of Freddie Mercury, I guess I didn't know until just a few moments ago that he was Parsi, born in Zanzibar.
Yeah.
Which could explain another lyric, right?
Bismillah, no, we will not let you go.
He was of Parsi heritage, and one of the other nice-sounding words in there is Bismillah, which is an Arabic way of invoking God's name and asking him to intervene. So it's a word that Freddie would have been familiar with from his upbringing, and I would say it fits again in the song. He's saying, oh my God, help me.
Well, why do you think the song endures after all these years?
The thing about it is it's sheer sonic bombast. There's so many parts to it that you're bound to have a favourite bit, whether it's the kind of head-banging bit or the opera or the quiet bits at the start and the end.
Alan Connor, music writer, speaking with us from London. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
Nothing really matters to me.
This is NPR News.